Hi, Stroker Boys. Miss Mandy is in rare mood tonight. I am ready to play. I'm well rested and feel like talking about cuckolding and some of my cuckold experiences. As you know, Mandy's husband used to be known as Lori's husband. He and I have done many sessions together. Lately, I've been humiliating him and giving him tasks to do. I have not posted all the things that I have told him to do, but I am posting his responses to my instructions. He's married to someone, and basically I own and control him, and he follows my orders. I did start by posting my first instruction to him, but the rest of it, and it's quite lengthy, are his reactions to what I told him to do. So what I'm going to do basically is narrate this, and you'll have a nice long audio to listen to and hear my comments. So here we go. The first one that I said to him was, I changed my mind. I think I must have told him that he was supposed to have sex with his wife, but I changed it to having him masturbate while she was asleep. And I wanted him to masturbate over her face, but not come. So his reply, and his replies are all started by MH for Mandy's husband. Okay, I just saw your new orders. Because I send them via email, that is. Unfortunately, it was after I spent $200 on potency-related vitamins and swallowing 100 milligrams of Viagra. Heading now to a cold shower. I fear my wife will hurt me if she decides she wants your cock, which is mine, and I resist. Also, I thought masturbating is sex, isn't it? Well, I'm not even going to comment on that. Now, that's pretty funny. Anyway, I sent him another session, so let's see what he wrote back, and then I'll try to remember what I told him to do. Since you issued your latest orders, I have masturbated over my wife's lovely face. And apparently, he has masturbated over her face two times while she was sleeping. She sleeps soundly, so I could almost do anything and she would not awaken. Pre-cum leaked out a bit, and I left a deposit on the tip of her nose. I enjoyed watching it drip down her nose and come to rest on her cheek. Last night she went out and has yet to return. She is still not speaking to me much, and I was concerned she would make me perform for her before she left in conflict with your orders. Oh, well, you know, that could be very dangerous if you go against my wishes, Mandy's husband. But she had me just sit in my chair and watch her get ready and then leave. She looked good last night. I had no idea where she went or when she will come home. Meanwhile, he did the chores and he told me that his cock was ready to explode. Okay, that's pretty funny. So now he says his wife came home 30 minutes ago. She's now bathing. And she said she wanted more of what she got yesterday. Yesterday when she came home, she got into bed naked and ordered me to lick her pussy until she fell asleep. And so he complied and did so for over an hour. So that apparently worked well with what I told him to do. Next thing was another hour of licking her pussy. His wife does a lot of sleeping, it looks like. She didn't say much to him. And then I had to bring her a towel. She asked me what color eyeshadow she should wear. She was going to a barbecue and picked out her clothing. And she looked really hot and then left. Well, anyway, he says his wife returned home around 6 p.m. She wasn't wearing the Daisy Duke shorts anymore, but she was wearing her panties and wrapped in a towel. She was wearing the T-shirt, but without the bra that she had on when she left the house. She headed straight for bed and was naked and under the covers. She called me into the bedroom and ordered me to get naked, and then she said, get to work. Well, I figured she wanted more pussy licking. I headed down there, buried my face between her legs, but something was different. She was wet from the start. Her pussy was hot and moist. It was not possible to see what I was licking, but he knows it was gooey. Ugh, I hate these descriptions. Well, anyway, he used his tongue to pound her pussy and cleaned out whatever. Well, I'm going to pass on that. You can read this post and get all the gory details. Well, anyway, the end of this explanation, he says, where would all this have come from? And I believe I sent him an email saying that I felt that she was gangbanged. His response to that was, do you really think she was gangbanged? That would explain why she didn't want me to get out, why she didn't want to get out of bed. When she did, she was hobbling around. Well, see, obviously I was right. Although she seemed like she was in a great deal of pain, she had a big smile on her face and a glow. How precious, Mandy's husband. I enjoyed eating her pussy last night. And apparently whatever it was made him feel less manly and so forth and so on. And he feels dirty. Is that okay, mistress? Well, of course it's okay. That's how you're supposed to feel, loser. Okay, and this is the last update that I got from Mandy's husband. I got the courage last night to confront her about her recent escapades and about the activities that led to her cum-filled pussy that I cleaned Monday night and the problems that she had walking the last couple of days. First of all, it did not bother her one bit that I had questions. She seems to have been in a daze and smiling and paying a lot of attention to her body. Anyway, last night, I said I wanted to know what happened, and she told me to sit down and again said, shut the fuck up. She said, I really don't have time for this now, but to answer your question, I was fucked Monday by a real man with a giant cock who knew how to use it. He fucked me expertly for more than 3 hours in many positions that she didn't dream that she even knew existed. Well, anyway, he said that he was surprised by all of that and she was going to see him again. And there would be some changes around the house. She didn't want to talk about that now, but she said for now, she wanted him to get out of her bedroom and she would give him further instructions. Well, anyway, he says to me, I have to tell you, mistress, I was shocked when she told me all those things. I really didn't know what to say. I find it hard to believe that one man could have left that much cum in my wife's pussy. Well, I told you, she was gangbanged. She's not telling me what she's doing. Okay, well, anyway, he's going on and on about her having trouble walking. Listen, that's her problem. Mistress, do you think it's possible she was not gangbanged? No, as we first suspected. Okay, listen, Mandy's husband. She's with not only one real man, but probably a dozen. Get used to it. And for your other guys out there that are interested in any of this, I will cuckold you. I will give you instructions. I will tell you how to cuckold yourself with your wife, or instructions on how to get her to cuckold you. I, of course, am a cuckold wife. I can tell you how it all came about to be with me as well. Not to mention that I have several websites with lots of naughty stories and information about this exciting topic. I can be reached at 1-877-732-6360. I will be around all weekend. My days usually do not start until mid-afternoon Eastern Standard Time. You can email me and set up an appointment. I'm also available for about an hour in the morning around 9 o'clock, which I never used to be. So just in case you want a quick pick-me-upper in the morning, I am Eastern Standard Time at 1-877-732-6360. I want to tell you something. Mandy's husband is pussy whipped, and I own and control him. So, Mandy's husband, be prepared for more of the same. I plan on using you as I already own and control you, as everyone can see. Mwah! Ta-ta for now. Mandy.